being an entrepreneur is one of the hardest, most challenging things, but it's in my blood. And I've actually tried to not be an entrepreneur. And since that's just not in alignment with who I am, like that was not successful. My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
What's going on, everyone? This is Erica Dela Cruz in guest hosting for Ms. Esprit Devora, and you are listening to Women in Tech. Here with me today, I am so excited to say Ms. Esprit Devora is joining us, founder and creator of We Are LA Tech. How you feeling, Ms. Esprit?
I am so excited that you're going to be guest hosting. Yay! Coming up. This is great. I think we're actually, you guys, I think we're going to end up using this faux episode to kick off Erica to be guest hosting while I travel around the Baltic states meeting with startups at incredible conferences like Slush in Helsinki, and I'm going to Digital Freedom in this place called Riga. How do you say
Riga Slavia?
No, Latvia.
Riga Latvia?
I can't even pronounce it
correctly. That's what happens when a gringa comes on the airwaves.
Right?
I love it. Well, I'm so excited to be guest hosting for you. Tell us a little. Okay, we know you're going on your travels. So how's it feel to be leaving your baby, We Are LA Tech, in the hands of Los Angeles while you're gone?
Oh my gosh, I'm so nervous. Uh-huh. I'm really nervous, but I'm really excited. I have the most incredible team, and I can't wait to see what we're made of as a team. You know?
Yeah,
so it's a great opportunity.
It's really one of those testing pivotal moments, the trials and tribulations. So for those who haven't maybe been keeping up with the podcast and need a recap,
sure.
Tell us a little bit about We Are LA Tech. Tell us the basis of the company and what you guys do.
Sure. So I created We Are LA Tech as a community project in 2012, and I created a video series that highlighted LA startup spotlights. And unfortunately, video production is extremely expensive, and I wasn't able to get all the videos edited, even though we shot 12 episodes. So later in 2014, when I discovered the world of podcasting, I'm like, look at that. I could figure out how to edit audio on my own. And I launched the We Are LA Tech podcast. It hit number 2 in the country on New Noteworthy within a month, which was insane. And so now I have the We Are LA Tech podcast, the Hello Customer podcast, and this podcast, Women in Tech, which I am so grateful that Erica is going to step in for me.
I love it. I love, you know, just boss babes, lady bosses, girl bosses. These are the things that are constantly on my lips and fingertips. Coincidentally, like We Are LA Tech, you have such a passion for startups, Esprit.
Yeah.
Like, I have never seen anyone more passionate about someone starting up their own company in their lives, really. How did you get into that? How did you know that that was your calling?
Oh my gosh, I love that. Like, so my dad was an early adopter. I don't think I knew what the term early adopter was back when I was a kid.
Laggard.
Right?
I love that.
But my dad, like, he had, like, the first car phone, you know, when it was these huge bricks. He got me laptops, like ThinkPad laptops when I was a kid.
Oh,
and
it.
All these things. He would just like want to have all the newest gadgets. And so my dad had a home office, so I'd play on his computer there. And I think all these little things just kind of, I'm surprised I didn't become a programmer. Like all these things led to having a passion for technology and wanting to create my own world. Like I really believe in inventing our realities.
Yeah. So it's interesting whenever I'm referring to you, which in so many circles, they're like, I've heard of Esprit Devora. What does she do? And I said, well, picture an entire world of encouraging startups and tech, but with a ton of personality. So I think podcasting landed you right in that sweet spot, that happy medium. So for those out there maybe trying to start a podcast or otherwise, what was instrumental to you really developing your company and your podcast? What
sure.
advice do you have?
Yeah, I love that question. So the primary purpose of We Are LA Tech and really everything I do, including Women in Tech podcast, is to unite local tech communities. And when I say local, I mean local even as a culture, like all women in tech. And so to make sure that I'm building a collaborative atmosphere for people to be able to support one another. So even an interview that I did this morning, somebody said, oh, you must love love hearing people's stories and that's why you do it. I'm like, well, that's actually an added value. It's a cherry on top. But my reason why I have the podcast and feel so passionate about the podcast is because to me, it's an ability to scale connecting people. Like, ooh. I love that I could have, you know, Erica on my show or the interview I had this morning, and then one of the thousands of listeners can hear about her and then check out her book, and then they could positively inspire their life to pursue their own dreams or, like, just become friends. I have one girl who raised her money because an investor heard her on the show. Someone else found their roommate. And to know I'm, like, connecting the dots in the world, like human puzzle pieces. Like, that's what podcasting is to me. It's not just for me hearing people's stories. It's actually for you guys to be able to connect with one another.
I love that. You are so great at hosting platforms and events, right? Yeah. Hosting parties even, where extraordinary people come together.
And I love it. Collaborative people, right?
Collaborative people.
It's like
people.
The best. Like, there's one thing to, like, want to be on top of the world and succeed, and it's another thing to want everyone to succeed with you.
With you. Yeah. That's incredible. And I'm going to steal that hashtag human puzzle pieces.
I know, right? It's
hashtag
great.
Human puzzle pieces. So one of the things that you've also created is really the podcast is a resource. It's a resource for anyone looking to get into the tech world, to connect, to hear about like-minded individuals. So what about your resources? Where do you go to get the juice that you need?
Oh, totally. Well, I feel really lucky that, you know, I've been an entrepreneur for a really long time. And when you grow multiple companies, you get to meet extraordinary people along the way, as you were mentioning before. So now those people are connected to me on LinkedIn, on Facebook, or we emailed. I mean, there's so many people that, like, I got to know. For instance, the guy I interviewed this morning on the We Are LA Tech podcast, I met him when his company was like a week old, and now he's raised over $1 million and he's super profitable. That's really exciting to be a part of someone's journey through and through. But that person, in the most organic way, became a part of my network. And so now, kind of like I guess I get to, like, in a positive way, cheat, because I just, like, get to hear about things because my whole network is connected to me, and they'll post and I'll just be in the know.
I love it. So yeah, everyone plays the instrument and you play the orchestra. That's how I love it. You're just bringing people together. So speaking of his journey, what about your own? And now we're seeing everything that you're up to. It's so inspiring, and you're bringing everyone together. Was there ever a point where it maybe wasn't at the top of the game that you wanted to be playing, or a point where you knew things might have to pivot or change in a different direction?
Yeah, daily, sometimes hourly.
5 minutes ago.
Yeah. Being an entrepreneur is one of the hardest, most challenging things, but it's in my blood. And I've actually tried to not be an entrepreneur, and since that's just not in alignment with who I am, like, that was not successful. But I mean, it's just a constant reevaluation. I'd say the biggest difference is my definition of success. My definition of success in the beginning was getting an IPO, being on the cover of Inc. magazine, raising an extraordinary amount of money. But now my definition of success is quite simple. It's simply taking steps forward, taking one step forward at a time, because we can't possibly know what the outcome will be, but we can have control over taking a step forward. And then we experience the outcome, and then just being resilient. And if that outcome worked out, do more of that outcome. And if it didn't work out, figuring out another choice, another experiment to implement to see if that new experiment worked. And sometimes you'll have to try 100, 200, 5,000 experiments before one takes. But it's just, life is a series of experiments.
A series of tests.
Yeah.
I love that. So as we're winding down, I want to know, Esprit, who inspires you?
Well, I mean, people like you.
Just
no,
kidding.
It's true. Like, you know, I love to be surrounded by both men and women who really want me to succeed. Like I was saying, they believe in collaborative success.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it takes a really beautiful kind of person to not only look out for themselves, but to really want to support others so we could all come up together. And unfortunately, that isn't everyone. And so when you find people like that, like Erica, that celebrate you day to day, and when you're knocked down, they pick you back up, you just want to hold on close and, like, never let them
I
go.
I love that. I want to hold your hand. I know this is audio, but I want to hold your hand right now. I love it so much. Yeah, no, that's incredible. And I always say I love being a cheerleader for everyone else, but it's just a whole nother ball game when we're working with you. So tell us, what's up next for you? What can we look forward to?
So what's next is I'm so excited to visit all these incredible startups in Europe and really get to know the European culture and discover these wonderful, wonderful women in tech working there and to see the differences between the States and there. And I'm looking forward to like just continually producing amazing podcast episodes, growing the We Are LA Tech Network so people have more connections that they could connect with. And the Experience Club, you know, as Erica kind of alluded to, I produce about 8 to 10 offline experiences for people in the tech community to do cool things like horseback rides and escape rooms.
They're incredible.
Like so cool.
Cupcake tasting.
Right. It's like think of like a dinner party, but like in a unique atmosphere. So you have that great rapport with people, about 8 to 15 people in an environment, and you leave with relationships. It's not networking. It's relationship building. And so I'm looking forward to just watching all of it grow. But I'd say on a personal note, I think I read the Tim Ferriss 4-Hour Work Week a long time ago. I've actually read it like 3 times. But one thing that really stood out is he had this, I think it was a vitamin company, and he was really afraid of it failing if he went at left. But he was really burnt out, so he left. And it actually did better than when he was in town. Wow. And I've never wanted to be the Esprit Devora show. I've wanted to create a strong, powerful brand that positively impacts people. And so to know that I could step away from my brand and that my brand can flourish without me will be amazing.
Yay. Well, I'm so excited to be in contribution of continuing that brand successfully while you're away.
Thank you.
So the experiences as well, I highly recommend them. I've been on a ton. Where can people connect? Where can they find out about We Are LA Tech and connect with you personally?
Sure. So for We Are LA Tech, simply go to wearelatech.com. If you want to dive in, I know you guys are all around the world, but if you do want to dive into the LA Tech community specifically, we have an amazing private chat group with over 800 incredible, incredible people from programmers, founders, investors, journalists, product designers. That's wearelatech.com/VIP. But mostly, just say hello to me on Twitter at Esprit Devora. I'd love to connect with you. And if you're in the Baltic States, definitely reach out because I want to visit you in person.
I love it. Tweet, tweet. Well, thank you so much, Esprit.
Thanks, Erica.
Yay. Now, thank you so much for listening. Connect with us on Twitter at Women in Tech Show. And don't forget, come and hang out with us on Facebook. Visit womenintechvip.com. We'll see you there.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech Show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech Show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech Show is a WeAreTech.fm production.